Brad Hayes. Let's talk about Wisconsin and the fallout on the recall. There are a lot of conservatives in this country who are taking great joy in this and saying it's a bellwether for the way in which the 2012 election will happen.
Yeah, probably not. Bellwethers, do exist, but this isn't a good one. A state recall is not, there are too many issues that are kind of inherent in a recall to then project those to a national level. State elections have a tendency to turn on state issues. And I think that's very much the case here, which is compounded then by the notion that this is a recall. I mean, there were some exit polls that did some interesting work and kind of revealed the mindset of Wisconsin voters. They asked a question of why are recall elections appropriate? And 60% said that they are only appropriate for reasons of misconduct in office, which really was not the case here. And so this was inherent in the election, that this issue of whether, in fact, recalls should be political or whether, in fact, they should be almost more of kind of a legal remedy, that, you know, is completely mixed up here. And it's very difficult to then say, okay, on the fact that Walker beat Barrett by 7 points means that Romney will beat Obama in the upcoming election. And in fact, those exit polls show a little bit more. The exit polls showed that among voters in the election that Obama was favored over Romney 51 to 44%, which is 7 points, exactly the margin that Walker beat Barrett by.
Now, I was talking to a labor guy just this morning as we speak who said, hey, yeah, that's true. Wisconsinites really don't want to fire people, you know, from office once they elect them. Just what you said. But also that what you really should keep your eye on is the fact that in other recall elections, the Democrats took the state Senate back.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, this was a mix, right? It was not a decisive victory one way or the other. I mean, it was a victory for Walker, but it wasn't necessarily a victory for Republicans, and it certainly wasn't necessarily a victory for Democrats. But what I think you get out of the Wisconsin reelection was, you know, a kind of a chastened politics, right? A politics where you're going to have a divided government. You're going to have essentially a check on Walker's agenda. And what this will mean is probably policies that are more moderate.
Now, you know, there was Brad Hayes, there was a special election in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And Gabby Giffords, who is somewhat of a national hero now, who had been shot, stepped aside. But the Democrat won in a close vote. So what do we make of that?
Well, congressional district, right? A congressional district does not look like the rest of the United States. And it certainly doesn't look like all of the various swing states that we talk about when that are in play in the upcoming election that are really going to be the key to election. I mean, we're not even really talking about a national election, right? We're talking about a bunch of kind of disaggregated elections that will result in the selection of the president. And as a consequence, it's very difficult to say, okay, well, one congressional district with a different demographic than the whole of the United States forecasts X for the upcoming election.
Also, Brad, it would have been a slap in the face to Gabby Giffords if you had taken somebody from the other party.
There are certainly kind of emotional issues associated with this particular election. So, I mean, that certainly factors in to what extent, difficult to say.
You know, President Bush, on another subject, recently returned to the White House to celebrate the unveiling of his portrait. Does this count for anything in politics, or is it just on the sidelines?
Yeah, it's on the sidelines. That's my take on it. I mean, you know, Bush in particular, past presidents have a tendency not to factor in, at least in modern politics, not to factor in much to contemporary elections or the next election, I guess I should say, particularly at the national level. But Bush in particular is going to be tricky because, of course, he left with extraordinarily low popularity numbers. It would be one thing if you could kind of reanimate Reagan and bring him around,
sure.
Right? But it's different when you're talking about Bush, who was not well regarded, and many people blame for the economic catastrophe that occurred in 2008. And so as a consequence, you probably don't want to roll him out in the same way that you might want to roll out somebody else, even like Bill Clinton for the Democrats. And so my guess is that, you know, Bush came out for a little while, but he'll go back to the ranch.
You and I are both political scientists. We both taught. I taught for a long, long time, and you're a teacher at Union, where some well-heeled as well as other students go. I know that Barack Obama knows that part of his coalition is students turning out. Question is, will they? We do know that sometimes student performance at elections has been abysmal, remembering that half the people in this country don't vote in a, about half the people don't vote in a presidential election.
Yeah, there's something that's really interesting going on in this election in that there was a Gallup poll back in March that basically showed that in swing states, there are very few swing voters. About 49% of voters in swing states favor Obama, about 41% favor Romney. And so we're talking about, you know, 7 to 9% that are really kind of in play in the swing states. However, in swing states, there are twice as many unregistered voters as there are undecided voters, right? And so this plays into the young, because one of the things we know about unregistered voters is that they tend to be young. 40% of unregistered voters in swing states are under the age of 30, okay? 44% of unregistered voters in swing states are Democrats or call themselves Democrats, yeah, even if they aren't registered. And they also approve of Obama, 55% of unregistered voters. For the Obama administration to win some of these states, they will want to do everything they can to register these voters and to get them to turn out. But there's the pickle, right, is that these newly registered voters are highly unreliable. And even if you look at their enthusiasm levels, 52% of unregistered voters in swing states said that they have low enthusiasm for the upcoming election. So how do you, in fact, generate enthusiasm to turn these individuals out? Well, that's where it comes to the grassroots level. And one of the things that the Obama campaign in 2008 was quite good at was turning out people. And they've said that this is a point of emphasis in the upcoming election.
And you take an issue like student loans in order to activate them.
Exactly. Right. And you try to find their issue, put it in their terms. And education is a big one. And you hope then that you'll be able to get them out. And you put people, you have to have boots on the ground. It's a big part of campaigns throughout time. But certainly in modern campaigns, they got away from it for a while. They've now come back to it, and they recognize that knocking on doors really does matter in terms of getting people to the polls. And that may, in fact, be the key to swing states in the coming election.
And very quickly, what are the swing states to look for?
Well, so there are usually people talk about somewhere between, 11 and 13 different swing states. I think the keys for Obama are Pennsylvania and Virginia, because if you look at where he is in terms of the numbers right now, if he wins Pennsylvania and Virginia, he should be around 260 in the Electoral College, and he needs 270, right? So that means that he needs, you know, some combination of New Hampshire and Maine and, Colorado or Missouri to kind of get up there. Whereas for Romney, he really needs to focus. I mean, he has to win Florida. Florida is huge. If he doesn't win Florida, it's going to be extremely difficult for him to win. But he's also going to need to then retake some of those southern states, North Carolina and Virginia, which Obama took in the last one. I think those are essential. He needs to take back Nevada, which should be a little bit easier to do. And then he'll need to get a few more, probably Ohio as well.
Brad Hayes, let me ask you this. Everybody asks me, is this going to be a close election?
I think it'll be very close, yes.
Brad Hayes, we love having you here. Political scientist, Union College professor, PhD in government and politics from the University of Maryland. And thank you so much, Brad.
It's my pleasure.